Excuses. Here I am. So, hi guys, Stephen Edwards here from the Profit First Podcast. I'm the founder and the director of Grow Profit First Accountants. If you've never heard of me or my firm, we are certified Profit First professionals. So, and we're also qualified chartered certified accountants. So if you're listening to this for the first time because you've read the book and you want to learn more about Profit First, you are in the right place. We talk about all things Profit First from a theory perspective, but also from a practical perspective. More importantly, from a practical perspective, because we want to help you make more money. We want to share what works working in my accounting business, my Profit First accountancy business, real stories working with real business owners, what's moving the needle, what mistakes do they make, what hacks are there, is there any secret sauce? Spoiler alert, it's normally just doing the right thing on a consistent basis that gets the results. But each week I talk about different topics, either directly to do with Profit First or indirectly, but ultimately it's going to help you build a better and more profitable business to give you the life you want for you and your family, because that's what we're all in business for. We started our business to have money freedom and time freedom. And there's also freedoms of purpose and some really fancy things, but essentially money freedom and time freedom are the two reasons most people get into business. And you got to start by making a more profitable business for yourself. So what I want to talk about today is strategy, financial models and strategic decisions in your business. So you might have read the book. You might have been watching me or listening to me or reading the newsletter for the last few weeks. And Profit First is brilliant. It's great. However, if you've got the wrong strategy in your business, it's not going to solve all your problems. Let me repeat that. If you've got the wrong strategy in your business, Profit First is not going to solve all your problems. And I'm going to give you an example. We work with a business owner who sold things online. He was on one of the online marketplaces, and it was around £1 million revenue, this particular business, an e-commerce business, turning over £1 million. Sounds great on the face of it. And he wanted to work with us to do with Profit First. He wanted to be more profitable. He wanted more cash in the bank because he didn't know where the money was going every week or every month. You know, the profit and loss, his bookkeeping system didn't feel like it was telling him the whole story in terms of a cash perspective. When I looked at his numbers, I figured out that after he paid all of the fulfillment fees, the stock, all of the stuff, he didn't really have any choice. He was only left with £80,000, and that was before overheads, and that was before paying himself. So essentially what Profit First teaches us in that context is that's not £1 million business. That's an £80,000 business. Yes, it's humbling. You know, you might say it's embarrassing, it's belittling. It doesn't need to be, actually. It's the reality. If you're just moving money around for other people, if you're professionally moving money around for other people, you need to take stock of what's really going on in your business. And that's the things we do when we work with people. We help them understand their numbers by creating, using the Profit First system. So he's an £80,000 business, really. Then he's got his overheads. After deducting all of his overheads, he only had around £13,000 net profit. Here's the crazy thing. If you are behind with HMRC, if you've got loans and you've got debt and you've got catch-up fees and all those sort of things, you won't even see that £13,000 because you've got all this other cash commitments that you don't even see. A normal profit and loss on your zero, on your QuickBooks, worse, speak to me if you're doing this, but on your spreadsheets, hopefully you're not using spreadsheets, they will not tell you what's happening with your cash. Profit First will. So there was a problem with the model. And I said, you don't need Profit First guidance. You don't need help with Profit First right now. You need help with your strategy, with your business model. And I basically said, I want you to go away and I want you to think about whether this is the right business strategy, if this is the right business model, if this is even the right business for you. Is it going to give you what you want for your personal life? Is it capable of giving you the income, the lifestyle to achieve the goals you want for you and your family? And that's where a lot of owners go wrong. I've talked about this before. I've talked about the importance of having a vision, a business vision and a personal vision. And for clients of ours, I'm excited to announce I'm going to be doing a free business plan workshop with anyone who's currently a client of Grow Profit First before Christmas, so you can all plan for 2026. But if you don't have a proper vision you can't scrutinize the model and your current business to see if it's going to work. So it definitely starts with a vision. Anyway, so in this situation, this actually meant that we were getting paid less. Because for us, it's not about selling services. It's not about, yes, let us do profit first and solve all your problems and pay us. And it's this magic wand. We want to be honest with you. We want to be honest with our clients. And it started from that honest conversation with himself, actually, maybe with his family, with his business partners, suppliers, customers. Is this the right business strategy and business model for me? So he went away, he done some thinking, and he decided it wasn't. He decided the current business strategy was not going to work. So ultimately, yes, you can do profit first. Yes, you can be productive in your days, your weeks. You can get up at 4 a.m. in the morning. You can do ice baths. You can work 14-hour days. But if you've got the wrong strategy in your business, and we could drill into that, can't we? Because ultimately, we're talking about the numbers. Do the numbers work? Does the model work? Have you got a fighting chance on paper? If you haven't got a fighting chance on paper, you've got no chance in real life before the chaos, the mess, the stuff just gets in your way, all of the firefighting. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet today, guys. And what I want you to do is just think about your business. And if you've got lots of cash in the bank, you're super profitable, that might be fine. You might not be relating to everything I shared so far. But what I urge you to do in that situation is, what strategy is going to take you to the next level? If you're earning a certain amount in your business, what's going to take you to the next level? Because it might not be the same strategy. If you're listening, reading, or watching this and your business is really struggling, it's been struggling for some time, do you need to flip your strategy? Do you need to think differently? Do you need to innovate? Do you need to pivot? The famous word in COVID, everyone talked about pivot. But the truth is, loads of people become winners since COVID because they were forced to change their strategy. Don't wait for external circumstances. Don't wait for the world, the government, all the chaos going on for you to change and think about your strategy. I want you to think about it for yourself. I want to be proactive when it comes to your strategy. Hopefully that's useful. Reach out, as always, if you want to chat with me or the team to see how does this translate for you and your business. You might be unsure if you've got the right strategy. So one of the things we do is we help people with a profit assessment. We actually look at your numbers, we benchmark it, and we let you know what works for you.